Hare Krishna. Ignorance makes people use reason unreasonably. So, the Bhagavad Gita in its 18th chapter, while talking about the three modes of material nature and how everything in the world is categorizable into these three modes, it explains a curious concept about knowledge in the mode of ignorance. So now knowledge and ignorance are considered opposite things. And yet the Bhagavad Gita talks about knowledge in the mode of ignorance. Yattu krutsnavade kasmin karye saktamahetukam atattvarthavadalpam cha tattamasamudharatam. So he said, yattu krutsnavade kasmin. Those who think that one thing is everything. Karye saktamahetukam. And they become very attached to that one thing alone. Ahaitukam. Without understanding the complete picture. Without understanding the ultimate purpose of things. Atattvarthavad alpamcha. Atattvarthavad. Without understanding of the ultimate truths of life. Alpamcha. So they have only knowledge of a small fraction of things. Tattamasamudharitam. That is knowledge in the mode of ignorance. Sometimes we see that some people seem quite intelligent, but they use intelligence to come up with absurd conclusions. So they use although they are intelligent, they just don't seem to understand that whatever they are driving at with their intelligence is completely unintelligent. For example, some people say that matter is all that exists. These are not just materialists, but these are fanatical materialists who argue that there is nothing that exists beyond matter. Now, the simple fact is that for making such an argument that there is nothing that exists beyond matter, there has to be someone who is beyond matter. Because matter can't be conscious and matter can't make arguments. Matter can't have convictions which it tries to convey to others. So this very conviction that there is nothing beyond matter is its own refutation, because the person who has this conviction cannot be material. But somehow such people try to go into an elaborate word jugglery by which they try to prove the self-contradictory assertion that their convictions somehow are not material. They somehow are still products of matter and there is nothing beyond matter. So now matter is a part of reality, but it is one part of reality, and beyond matter there is spirit. And consciousness comes from spirit. Iccha dvesha sukham dukkham sanghatashchetana dhriti. In the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, Krishna says that dhriti, conviction, actually it is a function of consciousness. It is consciousness which has conviction. That the conviction, consciousness, when it manifests through matter, one can have different kinds of convictions. Now the important thing is that such people use reason. They seem to be very rational, objective, but they use reason unreasonably. They use reason to think unreasonably and to act unreasonably. So what is important is not just whether a person has the capacity to reason or not, but also it is equally, if not more important, what is the orientation of one's consciousness. If one's consciousness is materially oriented, then no matter how strong one's reasoning faculty will be, that reasoning faculty will be misdirected by and restricted to one's own misdirected notions. And within those misconceived notions, the more one use the same reason which could help one to get higher wisdom, that same reason will trap the person in illusion. So this sort of argument, this sort of fanatical materialism is a characteristic, and sometimes some people, some atheists, some fanatical materialists try to abuse science. To science is considered to be often a result of a product of human reason, a result of our scientific, of our using our reasoning faculty for our growth. So such people who use their reasoning faculty for their growth, such people also, they, if they don't get the full picture, if they think that matter is all that exists, then they cut themselves off from the rest of reality, and then they misuse science to propagate their own ideas. Such people, they seem to be scientists, but they are actually not. They are not followers of science. They are followers of a dogmatic belief system called a scientism. And such systems are actually, they seem to use the tools of reason, but they come to the most unreasonable conclusions, wherein they reduce the human person to just some chemical firings within the brain. And they reduce their own convictions to nothing more than chemical firings. And then they try to prove that my chemical firings are right and your chemical firings are wrong. But ultimately, chemical firings do not have any meaning. So they cannot have a sense of rightness and wrongness also. So the point is that we need to use our reason, but we need to use our reason in harmony with scriptural revelation, with at least in harmony with our higher nature. And then the reason, when it is harmonized with revelation, can take us towards real illumination, towards complete understanding of who we are, what our purpose of life is, and how that purpose is to be achieved. But if that reason is divorced from revelation, if that reason is used to restrict ourselves to just matter, then that reason will make us come to the most unreasonable conclusions and will propel us towards unfortunate destinations in this life as well as the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.